Welcome to the We Are T1D podcast,
the realest type 1 diabetes podcast online.
Hosted by myself, Mike, diagnosed at the age of 10,
and myself, Jack, diagnosed at the age of 30.
We are just two mates giving you an insight into life with this chronic condition.
Yes, we are adults, and although we try not to swear, it may happen occasionally.
Yeah, as Jack said, we are adults, but please take what we say as guidance and not medical advice.
No, trust me, we are not doctors.
We are just here to make sure no type 1 diabetic ever feels alone. Hello?
Hello.
How you doing, Jack? You all right?
Yeah, I'm not bad, mate.
Season 2. We're on season 2, baby.
Season 2, baby!
And we're not swearing anymore.
Nah, well.
Unless we can help it.
We're trying not to. It's we can't expect little ears to be listening to us for advice when we're effing and blinding.
So we speak to some parents and we realise we can't, their children can't listen.
Yeah. It's time for a switch up.
Yeah, we're switching it up.
Switch.
Error.
You do it better than me. So, Jack, what have you been up to this week, mate?
Other than work, not a hell of a lot, really, to be honest. I had a very, very lazy day on Saturday.
Lazy days are good, though, aren't they?
I worked in the morning. I literally just had to go and finish off a job, but it was like 3 hours work. So it was
a good job.
I was finishing it off. It was a pain in the ass for the rest of the week, trust me. That's why I didn't get finished.
Yeah, I can imagine, actually.
Yeah, so I just popped in there Saturday morning, done about 3-4 hours, just finished off the fence, and then I come home and I literally sat on my ass watching the telly until about 6:30, I think, and then I went and picked Zoe up, a very drunk Zoe, from a bottomless brunch.
Oh.
Yeah. She does them like every so often with her pal, and I know every time she goes out with her mate, she's coming home sort of early evening wobbly. So
that's wicked, though. Imagine just drinking and not having to care.
Oh, no, I'd be so. I remember them days.
I don't.
Nah, it wasn't too long ago with me.
Actually, to be fair, I do drink and don't care, so.
Yeah, well, after the other week, I'm slowly learning to.
It's a new you.
It is a new me. Then Sunday, we went out to London, went to Camden Market, got myself a big old burger. It was.
Ooh.
Oh, bro, it was so nice.
I love Camden.
Oh, it was so nice. I love Camden. But this was, I always go, and then I always and ah, and I end up just picking little bits off of whatever Zoe has, or we sort of share.
Okay, yeah.
So this time I was going, like, I was just like, right, I'm going there and I'm getting a burger. I'm getting a double burger. I knew exactly what I wanted. It was just like tunnel vision. As soon as I got off that train at the station, it was, right, I know exactly where Burger and Beyond is. I'm going straight to that stall and I'm ordering exactly what I want. That's exactly what I did.
Nice.
It was good. I enjoyed it very much. And then we went to the Arsenal ladies game. And it's sort of like late afternoon.
Ooh, ladies.
Ladies game. I like watching the ladies football, man. It's good. Sometimes they play better football than the men.
To be fair, they don't fall over like the men. So it is actually a bit more entertaining.
Yeah, I went with my brother and... You can see the usual sort of like men that go to like the men's games because they'll start singing and not a lot of people will join in with because it's a totally different atmosphere than what it is to the men's games.
What, do they not get behind them like the men then?
Yeah. But when you're singing like all the naughty songs,
yeah,
it's only the blokes that get involved. You see the kids are looking up like
what?
Yeah, what did he say? Don't worry. Now, what did you get up to anyway?
Was working all week. Had a bit of drama in the week, rather not talk about that.
No.
But Yeah, so we actually went to Camden on Saturday.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a day up London. Ended up doing 26,000 steps in total, I think it was.
Mad. It's easily done when you're up there, though.
Yeah.
You do not realise it.
For my food from Camden Market, I had a... I can never say it right, so I'm going to call it a Quasimodo.
Costilla.
You knew what I meant. Yes.
Mexican. I told you I'm a foodie, brother. I know food.
Yeah, so I had that. It's absolutely beautiful. I've never had one before.
Chicken.
Yeah, chicken.
Mm.
It's just so... Oh. And the others, Amber and Ashley, they come and they had pizza. I thought, like, pizza? But that's what they wanted.
I did look at the pizza and I just thought it's not worth it.
To be fair, it's so thin based, right? It probably would be actually okay.
Yeah.
And it is actually really nice because I had a nibble. But
yeah, I had a nibble at Zoe's. She got I don't know whether you see it, it's called a Yorkshire burrito.
No.
It's just roast dinner in a massive Yorkshire pudding and then they fill it with whatever sauce you want, gravy, and then wrap it up.
Sounds nice, actually.
It's pretty much a roast dinner tortilla and the tortilla is a Yorkshire pudding.
Mmm.
It was good.
Until next time. And then, yeah, we went around the markets and I saw he's an artist that I follow called Bertram's Art. I don't know if you've seen him.
I know where all the arty bits are.
Yeah, he does like comics.
Okay.
And I went to him and I got, I followed you for ages. And he remembered me from Comic Con when I went to see him.
Oh, wow.
And he ended up doing a special on the spot drawing for my daughter Ashley, signed it and everything.
Oh, sick.
So it's actually so good.
Yeah, that's wicked, bro.
Such a good day. And then Sunday, what happened Sunday? Just a chill day, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember doing anything on Sunday. When was Sunday?
It was the day before Monday.
The day before Monday. Yeah, so yeah, I just had a chill Sunday and then, yeah, during the week, just work.
Yeah, that is literally, I hibernate during the week. I'll just go to work, come home, put a tracksuit on and sit on the sofa.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We're adults. Oh, yeah, I went to the Thursday fresher party. It was so good.
In it, two for ones.
Oh, two for one Thursdays.
Come on.
Yeah, but we're just old now.
I'd take about a month to recover after that now, I think. I remember them days going out and then getting up and going to work. Well, sometimes not even going to sleep, just going straight to work.
Yeah, I remember them too.
Yeah, it's just not
one of them nights is how I met my wife.
Yeah, funnily enough, same. Yeah.
I think we went on for a random road trip to Birmingham, come back. It's like, will you be my girlfriend?
Oh, that's cute.
I know.
We're not struggling, let's talk about it.
Tomac, I'm going to start off with you this week. What's your win?
My win? Oh, I had some interesting news at work. I got a new area manager, which is my manager's manager. Had a meeting with him. He remembered seeing me before because obviously I'm a fantastic worker and all that. And I leave an impression on people.
Yeah.
And I told him I'm type 1 diabetic and he goes, oh, my son is type 1 diabetic. And I just went, wow. So now the hierarchy, I kind of will understand me more, if you know what I mean.
100%.
So it's just like, it's really good news and... We chatted about it. I even told him about the podcast. So if you're listening, James, hello, mate.
Hi. Give him a pay rise. He's all right, bro.
No, I asked for that. He said no. Gotta try, yeah. You gotta try.
Come on, bro. We'll see what I'm asking.
I only asked for a couple of grand.
Isn't it? A week?
But yeah, no, that's my win. Not much more to say on it. I was just it's quite nice. I was off the week before because I had ketones, if you lot remember from the other episode.
Mm.
And he goes, oh, no. And then he goes, yeah, my son went into hospital with DKA and all that. And I was like, oh, my God, you're speaking my language.
Yeah. it's nice to have a conversation with someone that actually gets it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you feel like you're explaining something to someone, but it feels like you're sort of preaching, or you're being sort of... I don't know whether anyone else feels it, but I've felt it before. Like when someone's asked me about it and then I've just opened my mouth and not stopped. But then whilst I'm talking, I feel sort of arrogant.
Yeah.
Because they're sort of looking at you like, oh, I only asked you a question. I don't want your life story. But when you're actually talking to someone that understands it, they'll happily stand there and we'll have a conversation with you about it.
But to be fair, Jack, you do over waffle.
Yeah, but I do that and everything. It's not just about diabetes, it's everything. I like talking. It's just that's it. I'll pick and choose who I talk to.
Totally get what you want. It's like us. Like, we relate to each other. That's why we just bounce off each other. So we did anyway, like back in the day, but
yeah,
even more so now.
Yeah, 100%. That's why the podcast tends to go left very easily.
Yeah. like we're in the same boat, but that there is a current, guys.
Yeah, it's a strong one as well, mate.
Yeah, whoosh. So let's move on, guys. Let's put the boat back on the course. What's your win this week, Jack?
My win is that Sunday that I went out to Camden and to the football match and absolutely stuffed my face all day. I stayed in range the whole day.
Wow. That is a round of applause.
Thank you.
Hey, sea lion.
I've told you, I'm not even going to repeat it. You have to.
You have to. And he's not going to howl this week.
Oh.
He did. Oh, well done, mate. That's wicked.
Thank you. I think the
don't expect anything less from you, to be honest. But
to be fair, I think the walking helped a lot.
Oh, it does. When I was in London, it just kept me steady.
Hmm.
Chinese did put me up a little bit, though.
But, well, actually saying that is why although I was adamant I was going to get a burger, that is why I opted for a burger, because it's not a lot of carbs. Yes, it's probably a hell of a lot of fat, but the only carbs in, I think it was a bacon butter burger,
not a butty chip.
Nah. So obviously I had bacon, two burgers, the cheese, and a little bit of ketchup, obviously, and then the bun. So the only carbs on there is the bun and a tiny little bit of sauce. There might be a few grams of carbs in the actual burger to bind all the meat together, like a breadcrumb or something like that, but it's not going to be major.
No, so what did you do, about 4 units?
Yeah, it was literally, I think I stuck 5 units in because I had a Snickers in my pocket, so I thought if I go low, I get to have a treat.
Snacker jerk.
Which actually was the case, so I did end up eating the Snickers.
Yeah, so you should have done 4.
I secretly wanted the Snickers.
You injected for the Snickers, just be honest.
Of course I did.
Exactly. And when you have food is the best time to treat yourself at the same time, because you can just do it all in one injection.
Yeah, I love it. And as I say, I had obviously Snacker Jack, I had a bag for the snacks as well, so I was well covered. I don't leave the house without a packet of crisp or something in my pocket, I'm telling you.
I can just see you bopping up to my door, right? Hat backwards, fingers in the bag. Chris, you all right, Mike?
Yeah.
Yes, bruv.
What's that then? Smelly orange fingers from a packet of what's it? Well, what's your struggle been anyway, mate?
Being a parent.
Yeah. I can't relate to that, sadly, but I can try and put myself in your shoes.
It's just being responsible and trying to do the right things all the time and guide children in life. It's just, it's hard.
I'll bet. But I bet it is, although it's probably the hardest and the longest journey, I bet it's probably the most rewarding and the most enjoyable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mate. Kids are amazing.
Yeah.
But a pain in the ass at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to the kids.
Yeah, whoop whoop. I think every time we record, at least one of them jumps in. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. I've just got my cat, but he gets locked out now.
Oh, what's it? Ain't heard much of him lately.
That's because he gets locked out. I can't have him in it. He climbs all over the keyboards. He fucking meows.
No, he don't meow, does he?
Yeah, no, I think he's asleep, actually. Bless him.
Oh, bless him.
He's growing up. He's calming down. He don't get shouted at as much now.
Have you had him snipped?
No, not yet. He's due that in about 3-4 weeks, maybe, I think.
Oh.
And then, hopefully he should calm down a lot then.
Yeah. They say that. Some do, some don't.
That's enough to tame any man, really, isn't it, to be honest?
I don't think it'd work on me, to be honest. So, what...
I told you it goes left.
So your struggle isn't losing your balls, Jack. So what's your struggle this week?
It's happened, innit?
What, you lost the left nut?
Nah. I'm ill.
Oh no,
I'm ill.
It's been over a year, but it's happened.
Oh no. I feel like crap.
I know you do. I've been speaking to you all day.
Yeah, it's not nice. It's not nice.
So what's your levels like?
Absolutely atrocious. Right, just insulin just don't work.
The resistance high.
Yep, big time. Big time. I spent all night in, I think the highest I hit was 21.
Wow. Ketones?
Yeah, well, I tested them this morning and I had 0.5. So obviously I had them. It was not a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Which I'm grateful for. I haven't tested them since.
Yeah, but it's good you checked. That's the main thing.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, if I'm over sort of, say, like 15, 16 for, well, overnight, say like 8-9 hours, then that is the first thing I'll do is check them.
Yeah. No, it is good.
But yeah, 0.5 ketones. It's not the end of the world. Like, it's not very, very high, but it's obviously, it shouldn't be that high. So
no,
plenty of insulin, plenty of water. That's all I've been doing all day, really. I didn't go to work because I felt crap.
That's health first, we always say it.
Yeah, I had to. I've actually had a day of chilling, even though I haven't. I've slept for about 2 hours. My body has told me that I've wanted a lot more, but I physically cannot just sit there and sleep. I can't do it.
I know, you've been messaging me. Mike, I need to do something. Mike, I need to do something.
Oh, bro, I've been so bored. Even Zoe stopped messaging me. I think she knows I'm bored, so she's just ignoring me now.
I'll deal with you when I get home.
But yeah, I'm currently sat at 11.8.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad, but that's... Well, I went down to 7 because I injected like 8 units because I just wanted some food. I was so hungry.
I've done worse.
But yeah, but do you know the only thing I ate though? But literally, I had one slice of toast, scrambled egg, 2 bits of bacon, some tomatoes, like fried tomatoes, and some mushrooms. So literally the only carb on that plate was the toast, one slice. I think it was like 13 grams of carbs, 1 unit.
And it just shot you back up?
Shot completely straight back up.
That's crazy. Why does our body do this?
Oh, no, I don't know.
I actually don't.
It's just so annoying. I just want to feel nice. Don't feel good.
Oh. Well, hopefully you get better soon.
Yeah, as I said, I felt like cold sort of symptoms for the past week or so. So I'm hoping, and my levels ain't really been that bad. I've been running lower than what I usually do, if anything.
Oh yeah, you have, yeah.
I don't know whether a cold can have that effect on you as well. I don't know. This is the first time I've had an illness.
I don't know. As we always say, we are not doctors.
Nah, has a cold ever made you run hypo?
No, it hasn't.
No, so strange. That's what I mean.
Yeah, listeners, if any of you have ever run low, being ill, you know what to do. Message us at WeRT1D.
Yeah, please let me know.
On Instagram.
It's my first time dealing with it. I don't know what I'm doing.
You're doing all right, mate. That's what you're doing.
I just need to keep an eye on how it runs for the rest of the day. And if it carries on being stubborn and staying up higher, then I'm up in my basal tonight.
See, that's one thing I do love about having two basal injections. Say my night, oh, I've run high all night. Why is this? Oh, I'm ill. That means I can do it in the morning.
Yes.
I can just say, right, I need to up it. Boom, done. Where you have to wait the 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like last night, I was running sort of, I went hypo last night when I was due to do my injection. So I didn't really want to put more than what I should need to anyway.
Yeah.
So I put in normal 16 units and yeah, ended up sitting at 18, 19, 20 all night.
Oh, I really want you to get on Levemir, Jack.
Do you know what? I'm actually going to. I don't have any problem with Lantus. It works all the other times. But I might ask if I can split my Lantus.
Can you do that?
Well, you're still getting the same sort of dosage, but it's just within. Still getting it within 24 hours, isn't it?
In theory, it works, yeah. But what I'm thinking is if you had Levemir, you could up your night basal, because obviously you get big spikes, don't you, every morning?
Yeah.
So you could up your night one and lower your day one because you're extremely active. So this will balance better with your life. And I think that's how you should explain it to if you speak to Bob or someone else.
Yeah, I think I'm actually due to go and see my consultant in May. Sure I am.
Oh, wow.
So I might bring it up with them, to be honest.
I'm so jealous of all your appointments.
What?
Well, I finally had mine, but
it's nice that they're still looking after me. It's quite annoying that I have to take a day off work just to go and sit in front of them for 10 minutes and then get told, "Yeah, sweet, go on, see you later."
They should do special weekend appointments, shouldn't they?
Or just do a fucking video call.
Yeah, to be fair, they don't actually need to see you.
Right. Or they don't really need to see anyone unless the patient needs to be seen. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, fair enough, do your checkups, but like, I've got a PC, I've got a laptop, I've got a tablet. Surely you've got a PC, a laptop, or a tablet. Just Zoom ring me.
Zoom, zoom.
You can access everything through the Libra link. I can stay at work, sit in a van for half an hour and have a little meeting, and then job done. There you go. And it saves NHS waiting rooms getting clogged up. Come on, bruv. I'm thinking of every angle here.
Genius. Just genius.
There you go. Cracked it.
What's his name? Rikishi's castle, Takeshi's castle. What's his name?
Oh, that knob. I don't know.
Yeah, take note, mate. Going on about vapes. We've got a solution here. What's his name? Sunak.
Rishi Sunak.
Yeah. So Takeshi, no. Why do I keep calling him Takeshi?
I don't know.
I really want to watch this because he's the one that jumps out the doors at you, isn't he?
Black fist.
Yeah. There's tax on that. What's your average, bruv?
My average.
I'm actually curious. I reckon it'd be all right.
Yeah, it ain't too bad. It's 6.9.
That's actually lower than usual.
All right, I told you, I've been running lower. And then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, I woke up this morning in higher and I just feel like death.
Well, mine is 8.2.
That's not too bad, bruv. Is that lower than last week?
Yeah, it's lower. It's definitely lower. So I'm happy with that.
That's good. Well done.
Yeah, and I haven't been running hypos get it so low. Because usually I run hypo a lot, where I've really cut down my hypos.
Yeah, I seem to be the opposite. My hypos have just been unreal.
So like if I go to my 14 days, I've had 17 hypos. If I go to my 7 days, I've had 5. So it shows.
I have 7 days, I've had 8. And 14 days is 13.
So you're lower this week, yeah, as you said.
That's what I mean. It's so strange that, excuse me, I was expecting the cold to really affect my levels. a lot more than what it has been.
But it might be now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It might just be, that might have been like the lingering, and now it's really setting.
Mm.
And it's got me.
Now your body's actually fighting it.
I can feel it. Like, my body just aches. It's drained. I can feel my body. It's horrible. You know that feeling when you got a cold. Everyone does.
It's not nice.
No, it's not.
I'm on my way to a hundo today. Not to rub it in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know what I am. Let me have a look at the other one. Wow. That is the worst timing range for a day I have ever had.
You're on Gluru, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I've only been 29% in range today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's the lowest.
Hmm.
It goes to show, it's my first time being ill. So there you go. But do I care? No, because it happens.
It does happen.
It does. I was talking to Zoe, I think it was this morning, she texted me, she said, I just feel so guilty, like I can't do nothing to like make you feel better. I'm like, I can't do nothing to make me feel better. It's sadly, and that is the reality of having a chronic illness. It's just, you just got to do your best to deal with it, and you've got to learn your body and learn the best way possible to manage.
Yes. Well said, Jack. Did somebody say just food?
Food. What food have you had?
This section is actually getting to be my Sunday section because it's what I eat on a Sunday now.
Oh, okay.
But I had a Quasimodo. How'd you say it?
Quasadilla.
Yeah, Quasadilla. After having it at Camden Market, I come home and was like, I'm having it for dinner. And I made my own. And oh my God, it was better than the Camden Market one.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Fair play. So what was in it?
Well, I had chicken, peppers, not the big capsicum bell ones though. Do you know the little ones, the sweeter ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had them ones. I had onions. I had salsa, sour cream. I even put a bit of lettuce in it to just, I don't know why, I just fancy a bit of lettuce in it as well.
I love a bit of lettuce.
Yeah, so do I. That's why I threw it in. And then I had jalapenos as well.
Ooh, I do like a jalapeno.
Oh, I do like a jalapeno. And it was amazing.
How much cheese did you put in it?
Well, I actually mixed two cheeses together.
Oh my God, what cheese?
So I had Cathedral City Mature with Red Leicester.
Ooh, I like it. I like the mix. Yeah.
See, I looked in B&M, right? And they had this Peaky Blinders chili cheese. I was like, oh, that would be well nice. But I forgot to buy it.
Have you never had chili cheese before?
No, never before.
Bruv, it is, honestly, I've had it in Amsterdam from the proper cheese shops. And it was like the proper chili little flake cheese. Oh, it was so, so good.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to try some soon.
Yeah, go for it. And smoked cheese as well, the one that comes in the waxy wheel.
Yeah, I've tried that before.
Very nice.
That is nice.
Very nice. I really want to, I actually might make myself some sort of Mexican something. I really fancy Mexican tank now.
What, a Quasimodo?
Yeah, or anything, just like a taco or just anything.
Burrito.
A burrito? No, I can't do rice.
Oh, yeah.
Rice is a no-no for me, bro. even in small amounts.
I'm trying to think, a pasta burrito, would that work?
I don't know. I was thinking more like couscous.
Couscous.
Couscous. The food's so nice, they name it twice.
Yeah. We'll just do fajitas, mate.
Yeah, do you know what? That was the other one I was thinking of, but I couldn't think of it, so I didn't say anything.
It's fine. I call a quesadilla or whatever it's called, Quasimodo, so it's all good.
Yeah. And I've actually switched up my diet now, but I'll say that. Like, I've been doing quite well. I've done a very healthy shop. Even on the weekend, I was doing little bits of training here and there. Even though I was still having like a bit of a blowout on the weekend. It's the weekend, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and a Snickers in your pocket.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, I'm diabetic. I need some sort of sugar.
Chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Aim for hypos.
No. I need it. I promise. And now I've been, what have I been eating really? I've been sort of, like, I've been trying to cut out carbs.
Have you stopped all your nuts and all that then?
Yeah, I haven't had porridge for breakfast for
2 weeks.
Yeah, I think, yeah, about 2-3 weeks.
Mm.
Which is good for me, because I had it every single day for nearly 2 years.
Yes, very good. Wow, talk about breaking a habit.
Yeah. I was actually, this week, I had all the intentions of completely switching up, like, all my breakfast, instead of having just, like, egg on toast, which is still quite healthy breakfast.
Jack, you've got ill because you're not eating porridge.
Do you reckon? Could be my power source.
Could be. It's true though, it's a change in your body's routine, isn't it? So it will throw stuff around.
Yeah, I was thinking more, I've spent 2 weeks out in the rain.
Yeah, it probably is that, to be fair.
Yeah.
So, you can think it's porridge too.
And I've, once this horrible dirty cold gets out of your system, breakfast is now going to be Greek yogurt with some fruit and just a bit of nuts.
Perfect, yeah. All health.
Yeah, lunch is just salads with just one sort of protein sauce, so like a chicken salad, or might just have like a bit of minced beef and some salad, because I do like minced beef. But I went to work yesterday. This is what I said. Don't ever start anything on a Monday. What did I do yesterday? First thing I done, went in Greg's to go and just get myself a coffee. Coffee is fine. Just a normal coffee. Not no latte, just a normal white coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I just automatically picked up a packet of Yum Yums. Like, automatically. Like, it was just lack of reflex.
So, and they only sell them in twos.
Exactly, yeah. Unless you buy the single ones that are behind the counter, and they're always horrible and stale because they've been sitting there for ages.
Yeah, they're so dry, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're not actually that nice when they're in the counter. I like them a bit sweaty in their box.
Yeah, you know, you really get it. They've got to have like a bit of grease to them.
Yeah. Oh.
Don't, because I've still got one out on the side, brother. I'm trying my hardest to not eat it.
Well, next time you start dipping, enjoy.
I would have had today, but as I say, I've really didn't want to start eating Yum Yums when I was stuck at 16.
Yeah, to be fair, if toasters gave you a high.
Yeah, but literally one slice, which I pre-bolused 8 units for.
But saying that, I still can't have bread properly. It just still ruins me.
Does it really? I'm honestly good with bread. I can eat bread. I can eat pasta. I can eat, what else am I pretty good with? Garlic bread. Garlic bread I can eat. I'm good with garlic breads and things like that. Naan breads, if eaten in sort of like small portions, I can deal with naan breads and things like that, and burger buns. As soon as you start throwing in rices and, I don't know, a pork sausage, it's game over.
Pork sausage. I like how you threw that in.
You know what I'm saying? No, you've got. We had this conversation last week. Sausages are the devil.
They are, yeah. I can see you starting a sausage protest. It sounds so wrong.
Do you know what? I'd love to make my own.
What, sausage?
Yeah, like, because I love pork sausages, but the ones you buy out the shops, even the ones you buy out the butchers, they're just full of shit.
Nah, there's breadcrumbs in it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the crap they put in there is just, I'd like to be able to get.
No, it's just it's just minced and then mixed with breadcrumbs. That's it.
Yeah, that's what they tell you.
I used to work in my dad's shop, Jack.
Yeah, proper butcher sausages would be all right.
You started on butchers, though. That's why I'm getting defensive.
Did I say butchers?
You did.
Oh, sorry. All right.
My dad used to do pork and leek ones, pork and apple. What else do you used to do? Chili one, chili beef sausages he used to do as well.
You think you go and get the ones at the supermarket, you're probably getting a fucking a chili pig trotter sausage.
Yeah.
With a bit of snout chucked in it.
You know they're bad by how the pan looks. Like, if you don't wash up the pan straight away after sausages, you know they're crap.
Yeah.
A bit like pasta. All that starch.
Don't start on pasta.
I said it to Amber, right? Obviously, well, or she listened. I can't remember which. But she goes, about the starch story.
Honestly, research it, bub.
I just don't need to research it. I'm not eating starch.
I guarantee whatever that crap you put in your thing to be a sauce thickener is exactly the same thing. It's just in a chemical base and a powder form.
Corn flour.
Yeah, so it's flour. So it's probably got starch in it somewhere. It's flour.
Yeah, but it's not yucky starch. No. If it looks all right, I'll eat it. If it looks horrible, I don't touch it. I'm quite visual.
You wouldn't eat after stuff then if you fucking saw what it looked like before you eat it.
Probably would.
But you just said you're a butcher's son. You should be used to looking at.
Mate, I eat kebab.
Well, there you go then. That's full of crap.
Proper.
That's worse than a sausage.
Yeah. It's worse than bread.
It is. It is. That is one thing that really messes me up as well as kebabs.
Well, it's my birthday today, Jack. Might have a kebab.
Yes. Well, happy birthday, kebab.
Happy birthday, kebab. Yeah, guys, when this episode goes out, it'll officially be my birthday.
How young are you?
No, I'm going to be 37.
Wee.
I know. I only look about 28. Getting closer to 40, it's actually quite worrying.
Don't worry about that, mate. Don't you worry about that. You enjoy yourself.
I will. I hope you have
a fantastic day.
Yep.
Got anything planned?
Nope.
Nah.
Nothing. I'm not really one to do stuff. I used to always go Miller and Carter so I could get a T-bone steak and all that. But they took it off the menu, so I'm actually really annoyed.
Go to a place called Lomito's in Gerrard's Cross.
Oh, I don't like going far either.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. I forgot you're a hermit crab.
Yeah, I'm a hermit crab.
You are very much hermit crab.
I like my comforts.
That's why I was so surprised when you said you was going to London. I was like, yes, mate, you're actually going out, bro. I like it.
Yeah. bit random, isn't it?
Yeah. You just text me out of the blue, I'm going to Camden. Yes, Mike, you go for it, mate. It's good. Them spontaneous, the days that aren't planned always end up being the best days.
Yeah, a bit like the road trip to Birmingham and then me and my wife. So that kind of makes sense.
Well, there you go. There you go. I find if you plan stuff always, you're living up to an expectance. So if stuff goes wrong, it stresses you out and throws the day out. You're being spontaneous. You just go with whatever happens.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I agree with you there.
That's why I don't plan nothing. My wife hates it.
Well, really, she plans everything and you just follow along.
Yeah, but then I just ruin it because I don't go to her plans. I just do what I want. So she ends up being the stressed one all the time.
Was I talking about parenting earlier?
Yeah, my mum gave up doing that years ago.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yo, let me begin, because it's time for the listener win.
You and them bloody jingles. I just want to hear the wins.
Let's hear it.
Right, so first up this week, we have Runabetic. They ran the London Marathon. Wow.
Yes.
Well done.
Isn't it? Big well done. I could not do that.
Even if I trained, I don't think I could do it, to be fair. So well done.
Yeah, smashed it. Well, next up, we've got Louise W, and she says, 2-year anniversary on Friday the 26th, and I've smashed it. Thanks to We Are T1D and the listeners for all the support. Wow.
Well done.
Yeah, well done. First of all, happy anniversary, and thank you for the very nice words.
Yeah. You almost share your anniversary with my birthday.
Ooh.
Because obviously your anniversary was 2 days ago. my birthday is today.
Dun, dun, dun.
So next we got Step by Step Le Jog. We've got lovely Lisa and Marcus. Marcus, the pancreas person. They said sunshine for the first steps. Wait.
Yes.
Keep it up, guys. Keep it up. You're doing amazing.
Yeah, you are doing amazing. Next up, we've got Joanna. And they say 79% in range after a hen weekend. Wow.
Ooh, well done. Well Wait, done. Is that another new name?
What?
Joanna. It's a new one.
Joanna. Joanna. How you doing with that, Joanna? Sorry.
Right, seriously time. So, next up, we have Mrs. T. They go, got back into 90% in range after having Lurgy, but a second time this month. I love that word, Lurgy.
Yeah.
You got the Lurgies.
I have got the Lurgy for the first time. For the first time in a year and a half, I've got the Lurgy. So you got it the second time in a month.
She has no sympathy for you whatsoever.
Oh, no, and I have all the sympathy for you. I'm a man, innit? Come on, we make a meal out of everything.
Yeah, especially chicken.
Yeah, I can make you quite a few meals out of chicken. All right, next up, we've got Type 1 Jess. And she says, I've been so high lately and was 11% in range, but I am now 39%. Oh, yeah, well done.
Well done. The only way is up. Mm-mm.
It definitely is.
That's a big improvement, though. 28% better.
Yeah.
So well done.
Wicked. Keep it up.
So next up, we have Harrison. Oh, he goes... No Sunday. Oh, actually, it's quite nice that he's not moaning this week. Right, so next up, we've got Harrison. He said, no Sunday would be the same without you guys. Yes, I missed the bonus, but I was greedy. LOL.
Oh, thanks, thank you. Mate.
Thanks, Harrison.
Yeah, thank you. All right, next up, we've got Mark. And he says, I have started doing a new food Sunday too now. Great idea. Wicked.
Hey.
You're actually inspiring people, Michael. I like that.
Setting
well
trends out here. What?
Setting trends. You are a real influencer, man.
Hashtag New Food Sunday.
Sorry.
I bet no one's going to use that, are they?
That's wicked. I need to do this. But do you know what? I like a roast on a Sunday too much.
Nah.
I'm a very traditional roast on Sunday.
You should have a roast on a Friday.
What? There's no chance I'm finishing work on a Friday and coming home and cooking a roast dinner. No chance.
It cooks itself. It's all timing.
Yeah, it still means I've got to faff around in the kitchen and cook it.
I mean, it's actually more effort to do for heaters because you have to be with the food more.
Yeah, but it's quicker.
It might be quicker, but it's more work.
If I like having... big
pops.
Yeah. No, I like having big. If I know I'm having a big, massive meal, i.e., like a roast, I would prefer to eat that a lot earlier. So I would prep it a lot earlier.
Well, back in the day, food was eaten. But the biggest meal of the day used to be lunchtime back in the day.
Yeah. Well, if I have a roast dinner, I have it about 2 o'clock because I always know I'm going to need to correct.
Yeah, it's a bit too early for me, but I usually eat about 7.
And then I just snack in the evenings.
Snacker Jack.
But that's too late.
Right, so next up, anyway, moving away from food again.
Sorry.
Next up, we have Zoe. Composing my panicking self with your low last night. I didn't lose my mind with worry. That's well done, actually. Well done. That is a win. Because it is easy to panic over.
She did panic.
Oh.
She just didn't go...
Oh.
She
composed herself. Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
I could see her. She was like, are you all right? I was absolutely sweating buckets. I was shaking. I was completely away with the fairies. I didn't have a clue what was going on. I was confused. I weren't really responding to what she was asking me because I couldn't process what she was saying.
What did you treat with?
I had a... What did I have? It was either a can of Coke or a juice. I can't remember. It was one or the other.
Liquid, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then I followed it up with some apple and peanut butter.
That sounds disgusting. Apple and peanut butter.
Wait, you don't like that?
No.
Banging.
Okay.
Lovely, mate.
Mixed in with a bit of starch, probably.
Oh my god. Well, next up we've got Marion, and she says, not getting angry so often. Wicked.
That's always a win.
Yeah, 100%. It's always a win.
That is always a win. What have you done different to calm yourself down? What strategies are working? Or have you just been running high and thinking, F it?
Yeah, I get rage like that when I'm high.
Yeah, me too.
Today, that's why I've tried not really talking to a lot of people, because I'm miserable.
Yeah, that's why you chose me, because I'll just make you laugh.
To be fair, yeah.
I can stress at him and he'll still laugh about it.
I will. You did tell me off, though, about not going to sleep. But yeah,
I did. Need to rest.
Oh, no.
Right, so next up we've got Maria. She climbed some mountains. What were the mountains called, Maria? And she got inked by the oldest tattooist in the world. Wow. Ooh.
Yeah, wicked.
Oh, I really want a tattoo.
Yeah, I am. Well, I'm getting the We Are T1D logo.
Oh, maybe you can get it done by the oldest tattooist in the world.
Well, that means I've got to go to whatever country they're in, and I'm not going there.
The video was wicked.
Yeah. It does look pretty painful, though.
Yeah, your face looked like it was in pain. It's like, the silent screaming, I could see it.
Well, now, fair play to you. That's wicked. That is, yes. It's pretty cool getting tattooed like that as well. Like a very traditional way of being tattooed.
Yeah, it's mad how they used to.
Next up, we've got Sunny Cyclist. They say, yes, I'm a cyclist. That answers your question from last week, Mike.
Thanks.
They say, my win is keeping my level stable for a 5-hour ride. Wow.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah, wicked. Well done.
That is really good.
And now, how did you manage that? Like, do you have to sort of like keep eating sort of like glucose?
Oh, do you have them fluid pouches? I see so many cyclists take them. I think they're called SIS.
Oh, yeah, I know what ones you're talking about.
I don't know if they're glucose. I have no idea.
I think they are, because they're more sort of like a fitness thing, isn't it?
Maybe yeah.
For, like, athletes and things like that, so.
Yeah, let us know.
Well, that is the end of that. So that wraps it up for this week, Mike.
We're done already.
We are already?
Yeah.
It's been quite a long one.
Well, guys, if you want to celebrate my birthday with me, just send me a happy birthday message. It'd be nice.
Yeah, please do. Should we play a happy birthday now? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Whose birthday is it?
Mike's.
Yeah, thanks. It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
I'ma get some insulin.
Oh my god. We remix every week.
I know.
Yeah, so guys, it's my birthday today, so show some love, drop some reviews.
Oh, I like the fishing.
Because let's be honest, you're not going to get me a present. If you do want my Amazon wish list, though, please ask.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I'm joking. But yeah, just spread more awareness for this podcast, because that'd be the best present ever.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for listening this week, people. We will be back same time, same place next week.
All right, so yeah, guys, make sure you follow our personal pages as well. Mine is at T1D underscore Mike, and Jax is at T1D underscore Jack.
Yep. And if you want to keep up to date with everything We Are T1D podcast, then it is at We Are T1D, and that is on all social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, YouTube, we're on it.
Tube.
Tube.
We're not on Snapchat.
No, we ain't, because I hate Snapchat. I think it's pointless.
I'm in my 30s, mate. I ain't having Snapchat.
Yeah. But yeah, well, I would say, take care, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
And go out and smash this week. I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope you stay in range.
Yeah, me too.
And I hope I get better. Thank you.
Get better soon, Jack.
Thanks, mate. And happy birthday, Michael!
Thanks, Jack! Yeah, all right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.